And in this age where loneliness and despair and anxiety are high, having this community as a space of connection and hope, a family to walk together and care for each other through the ups and downs of life's journey is truly a blessing. So whatever your week just passed looked like, and whatever the week ahead for you may hold, know this. Right now, we're glad you're here together with us. Please take a moment to let us know that you're here. You can fill out one of the green welcome pads at the end of your row, or you can follow the QR code in the bulletin, or click on the link in the chat thread over Zoom. And stick around after the service for some lemonade on the lawn, courtesy of Jeannie and Paul. It's a great opportunity to get to know the people around you just a little bit better. Those of you joining us over Zoom will either have to drive in or get some lemonade out of the refrigerator and stick around and chat with one another that way too. If you're here in person and you're feeling peckish, there was a group here yesterday that had the corn boil, some incredible food, and they graciously left a whole bunch of leftovers. There's pulled pork, there is desserts, cakes, all this stuff is there, and it will not keep forever. It's from just yesterday, so please stop in at the kitchen and take a container home with you. We want it all gone so that you can enjoy it and it can go to good use. If you have prayer requests, joys, or concerns that you'd like lifted up, there are cards beside you in the row, or you can simply type your prayer requests into the chat thread on Zoom. The children will collect them a little bit later in the service. Thank you for the many ways that you make the ministry of this church family possible. As you share generously of your time and your talents and your financial gifts. A reminder that one of the easiest ways to support the church financially is through grocery gift cards. You can buy them through the office. You get full value at either of our local grocery stores, and then the grocery store gives us 5% back to the church. We all buy groceries every week. Think about how much you spend on groceries over the course of a year. That 5% really adds up. It's an easy way for those purchases to also support this community. The Friday Flash email is generally your best source for all the latest information on what's happening in the life of Stone Church. But there's always a lot of moving parts, and from time to time we need to make just a couple of corrections. The prayer shawl team does usually meet on the first Thursday of each month, but they're taking a little break for the summer. You can catch up with them on the first Thursday of September, not this week. And if you're interested in singing with the choir this coming Sunday, it's a one rehearsal special, no long-term commitments. That rehearsal will be on the usual Thursday at 7:16 p.m. time slot, not on Wednesday. The other events are there for you to check out. The ladies' prayer breakfast is this coming Saturday. Our first Stone Church leadership retreat is coming up next Saturday, August 12th. It's just in the morning and it's open to the whole church. We really do hope you'll take a little bit of time to come, have fun, get involved, and enjoy great fellowship, all while helping the church family you love. You can RSVP right now. All you have to do, if you're interested, is simply write church retreat in the comments section on the attendance form. There's also a really cool opportunity coming up in September through the Susquehanna Valley Ministry Center, led by our own Donna Rhodes. They're hosting a free series over Zoom on the priesthood of all believers and the history of the priesthood of all believers. It's taught by Denise Kettering Lane. She is a professor from Bethany Seminary. Cindy and I want you to know that every class we have ever taken with Denise has been fabulous. She's amazing. And you can take a class with her right now for free over Zoom from wherever you are in September. You can talk to Donna for more information or follow the link in the Friday Flash to register, or just write SVMC class or something like that if you can't remember the letters. Just put some letters, class in the comments section of your attendance form, and we'll be sure to follow up with you to get you more information. This morning, we have the final installment in our Family Feuds worship series. It's an obscure story that Cindy picked from the middle of Genesis about a thief, family stealing from family. It's an exploration of the things we let go of and the things we hold on to at turning points in our lives. So sit back and allow the music of the prelude to center you into our time of worship together this morning. Please stand as you are able and join me in the responsive call to worship printed in your bulletins. How lovely is your dwelling place, the place where you make a home, O Lord of heaven and earth. My very being longs and yearns for the center, the courtyard of your dwelling. My heart cries out in song to you, the living God. It's so good to feel at home in you. No matter the journey or pilgrimage of life, to dwell in you and you in me.
Thank you. The scripture reading this morning comes from Genesis chapter 31, verses 27 through 35. But I'd like to give you a little bit of background. Our scripture this morning is part of the ongoing drama of family relations in the generation after Isaac. Isaac's son Jacob has been living among his uncle Laban's family, even marrying two of his daughters, Rachel and Leah. As their family grows, so does Jacob's wealth, and he begins to sense that Laban is less happy with him than he used to be. He also suspects that Laban is going to try to trick him out of some of his hard-earned wealth. So Jacob, Rachel, and Leah decide to run away with their kids and possessions. As they are packing up in secret, Rachel goes into her father's tent and steals his household gods and takes them with her. When Laban finds out that Jacob and his daughters and grandchildren have run off, he, his sons, and his hired hands take off in hot pursuit. Our scripture begins just after Laban and his gang have caught up to Jacob and his family, with Laban asking, "Why did you sneak away without telling me? I would have given you a going away party, singing, music on tambourines and harps. You didn't even give me a chance to kiss my grandchildren and my daughters goodbye. That was really foolish." And I'm adding this, that was mean. "I could easily hurt you, but the God your father worshiped has warned me not to make any threats or promises. I can understand why you were eager to return to your father, but why did you have to steal my idols?" Jacob answered, "I left secretly because I was afraid you would take your daughters from me by force. If you find that any one of us has taken your idols, I'll have that person killed. Let your relatives be witnesses. Show me what belongs to you, and you can take it back." Jacob did not realize that Rachel had stolen the household gods. Laban searched the tents of Jacob, Leah, and the two servant women, but didn't find the idols. Then he went to Rachel's tent. She had already hidden them in the cushion she used as a saddle and was sitting on it. Laban searched everywhere and did not find them. Rachel said, "Father, please don't be angry with me for not getting up. I'm having my period." Laban kept on searching, but still did not find the idols.
If you have a prayer request card, make sure you hold it up high and the children will come and collect it from you as they come forward for our children's time. My friends, how are you? Oh, sorry, she got my microphone again. Okay, our story from the Bible that Patty just read for us is about a woman named Rachel. Now, you didn't hear all of it, but Rachel has had a hard life. And as her life was changing, she held on to some things from her past, some things from when she was growing up. And we don't know for sure why she did that, why she wanted to take those with her. But I hope that they brought her some comfort in difficult times. Now, as we're thinking about that, about her taking these things along, I brought some things with me this morning that I wanted to show you. Yeah. This is one of my prized possessions. It's a little warm to be sitting underneath it, though. Now, this blanket, this afghan, has a story. This was made for me by my papa, by my dad's dad. And he learned to crochet, it's all crocheted, he learned to crochet after my granny, his wife, had a stroke and was not able to crochet. And so she had a habit of making afghans for all the grandchildren, and he continued that so that each of us could have an afghan. And so I love this afghan, and it is important to me, and it would be really, really hard for me to let it go. This other thing, this is sweet pea. And I love sweet pea. Sweet pea was given to me by one of my friends when I was having a really, really hard time. You can see that sweet pea has been very well loved. I even took sweet pea with me when I went away to seminary and put sweet pea on my bed in my dorm room. Sweet pea reminds me that my friend cares about me and doesn't want me to be alone when I'm having a hard time. But as I've gotten older, and my life has changed, I still love sweet pea, but sweet pea is not quite as important as sweet pea used to be. And so, as you can see, sweet pea has been given to the kids. I let sweet pea go, and sweet pea is not really mine anymore. So I'm wondering if you guys have some things that are important to you. What are some of the things in your life that you find meaningful?
My Wubba Nubba.
A Wubba Nubba?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I still have her.
Yeah? Is there a story around her?
Yeah, she's actually older than me because my mom got her from my baby shower.
Oh, is it like a stuffed animal?
Yeah, she's like a blanket, but she has like a fuzzy kind of yarn thing on her, and then she has a silk bottom and a little duck.
Nice. Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah, he's like a mountain lion.
Ah, nice.
Me and Ben both have those things, and we like to call them the protectors of the realm. In other words, like the protectors of our bed.
I love
that. Really old stuffies that kind of protect us from the nightmares.
I love that. I love that. Now, you know, sometimes we can say that things are bad. Having a lot of stuff is bad, and it's true. There we go. Toys. they can take space. I can't seem to stay on. Ah. So all these things, all this stuff can take up too much space in our lives. But I think it's also true, two things can be true at the same time. I think it's also true that things can be meaningful and important to us. The question is, how do we decide? How do we decide what's most important? We can't keep everything. So I'm wondering, do you guys ever have to clean out your clothes or your toys or your books or your games? Yeah.
I draw a lot, so I have to clean out like my coloring books and reorganize some of my stuff.
Yes.
It takes a long time.
It does take a long time.
But then I have a better solution to where I keep everything.
Exactly. You can be more organized with less stuff. But how do you decide? How do you decide what's important and meaningful to you? It's a really tough question. And actually, I don't know if you heard the adults in the room, they went, huh. Because the adults don't always have the answer either. We're all trying to figure this out. But one of the things that helps me sometimes, and I will admit, I am not great at this. Ben will tell you that. Ben maybe told you a little more forcefully than I'm comfortable with. One thing that helps me is to tell stories, like the story about my papa. The story of this item helps me understand and know why it's important to me. And also the story about sweet pea, because that story means that I've changed over time, and so the things that are meaningful can change too. A lot of times telling stories can help me figure out what is most important for me to hold on to and what is better for me to let go of. And so maybe that'll help you too. Let's pray together. You can repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for stories and friends. Help us know how to let go well. And how to hold on well. Amen.
Shepherd, guide us in your paths. Walk with us through all of this life's journey. We thank you that Eddie is home now, doing better after his recent hospital.